I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. What's become an artistic tradition in a Chicago neighborhood has made its way to Enos Park in Springfield. 17 homes are becoming canvases. That is, artists from as far away as London will be installing their art on the outside of a resident's homes. I spoke with organizers and area art enthusiasts and professionals, Allison Locker and Jeff Robinson, to learn more about it.
The different installations may manifest in a number of ways. Could be on their lawns, could be, up against the houses, potentially on the structures. But certainly it's the notion of public art being brought into a neighborhood, into a residential environment where, rather than people having to go to a gallery setting to engage with contemporary art, that the work is brought into their neighborhoods. So that merely driving down the street or walking down the sidewalk, you're going to encounter this work.
And you two have worked on your own installation project, is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about what that looks like?
So Terrain Biennial sites are organized by people that own properties. And in Oak Park, an artist that we've worked with previously, Tom Burtonwood and Holly Holmes, invited us to use their house as a site. So Jeff and I developed a site-specific work called Good Neighbors that is a large work of art that's directly attached to their house. And another interesting thing about Terrain, both here and in Oak Park, is that it's accessible 24 hours a day. You know, because it's not like a traditional venue, you could see our work in Oak Park or any one of the sites here in Springfield at any point between September 30th and November 15th.
And in Springfield, what was the reaction you got from people, residents, when you said, hey, we have this idea?
Total enthusiasm and support, and specifically from the Enos Park Neighborhood Association. Their board really rallied for us, and a lot of their board members have offered their own properties. The Art Association has been a huge supportive entity. They're sponsoring a reception on September 30th and have offered, you know, a handful of their properties. In fact, when all was said and done, I know Jeff and I were worried that we wouldn't have enough property to meet the, response from artists and curators, when in fact we had more property than artists. So artists were able to kind of choose the sites they were most interested in. But that's how supportive the neighborhood was for this project.
Saturday is a big kickoff event for this project. Tell us about that.
As Allison mentioned, the work's going to be on display for the public from September 30th through November 15th. But on this Saturday, September 30th, there's going to be a sort of preview night reception event, sort of really that will take place throughout Enos Park, but certainly that is sort of operates from the Springfield Art Association that will sort of serve as the home base where you can sort of start there, get some information that will help you sort of navigate the different sites throughout the neighborhood. There's also going to be a number of special sort of one-night-only events from different artists at certain sites that take the form of performances, workshops, one-night screenings, things like that, that make that further make the preview night event special. But also, of course, a number of the artists and curators are going to be there as well. So it's a chance on the preview night on Saturday to not just encounter the work, but to encounter the artist and to speak with them about what they've done at these various sites.
This is the first time I've heard of any project like this before. What's the precedent for this sort of thing?
Well, nothing like this has happened in Springfield
before,
which is really exciting, and to see this kind of response already. The Terrain Biennial Mothership in Oak Park in Chicago has I think this is their third biennial.
This is the third annual.
Yes. Yeah,
third biennial.
Oh, yes. So they reach out to sites and say, hey, can you organize an outpost site, a singular site in your area, which is what happened with Jeff and I. And we said, how about we organize 17 sites? So, you know, we kind of really wanted to build it up because that's something that we do with our practice, which is to organize for contemporary artists and organize in Central Illinois. I think the conversation of public art is an important one for Springfield right now, to reimagine what public art can be and where public art is currently. And so, yes, I would say come see the conversation we're having around public art and what that could mean for Springfield.